ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. Please keep in mind, this is your chance to interact with the board members on the show, so don't let this opportunity pass you by. Again, that's Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the second report of 2022 from the WBAI Local Station Board, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
More Gary Knowles coming up in this next hour. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Leonard Lopate at Large will return at his regular time tomorrow at 1 p.m. It is now 1 p.m. Tuesday, so stay tuned.
This is 99.5 FM, WBAI, listener-sponsored, commercial-free radio. My name is Michael G. Haskins, and I welcome you to this very special edition. This is an expanded edition of the Gary Knowles Show, usually heard at 12 noon today. We have Gary Knowles that is joining us right now, and he's going to be talking about a number of things, as he usually does. We're going to be talking about cooking and the history of cooking and healing foods with cooking. And I welcome Gary Knowles to our airwaves. We have a very fantastic presentation that we'd like to share with the audience. But I first would like to welcome you back to our airwaves once again. Good day, Gary.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate being here. What we like to do, since we're taking someone's show, and we want to, first of all, apologize for having to do all this pitching, but I think everyone in the audience knows it's absolutely necessary, because right now, all of Pacifica stations are finding a financial challenge. And due to the good efforts of our program director, Linda Perry, we have been able to assemble, or she's been able to assemble, some really outstanding programs that fit and harmonize the needs of the audience. And I'm seeing more variety. I'm seeing and listening to more different types of voices from more different communities, representing a full spectrum of people's needs, and that's how you compete against the internet and all those individuals who have millions of followers, some of them, not just the Joe Rogans, but the Jimmy Dores, but we're talking about upwards of over 200,000 people have their own shows. In effect, they have their own radio show over the internet, which reaches a far greater audience capacity, if they're popular, than a land-based or terrestrial station. BAI is not really growing our internet audience as much as we could, but we need someone full-time, paid. We don't have that luxury at this moment. But I'm looking forward to the money we raise, at least paying the salaries, keeping the lights on, getting our rent up to date. As a result, we offer the premiums that the audience, during my 45-year tenure here, has shown that they are interested in. And those are things that promote health. Quite simply, that allow a person to live a healthier and longer life. And in the process, also a happier one. And that's why the premiums were selected by Berthold, and Linda selected the premiums. Michael and I are here to present them and to explain why. But we're going to share a lot of information that you would normally hear on, for example, my noon show. Because we won't be just pitching. We don't do that. Instead, we share empowering information. All the information I share on health comes from peer review, mainstream literature. It's just not promoted in the mainstream media. Kind of ironic. When someone says, well, where did you get that information on how to help people with heart palpitations? You know, I mean, the doctor just says, you know, take some blood thinners and take an aspirin and or get your heart shocked and then wear a monitor and see if that's working. Okay, well, we go to the peer-reviewed literature, PubMed, and we look under heart palpitations and other heart beat irregularities, and we see that, wow, if your heart's beating too fast or pounding heavily or fluttering or skipping beats, there's a lot of different causes. And we want to know, most of the time these are generally harmless. Most people have them but are never aware of them. But sometimes they require treatment, and or it could lead to a stroke and serious or deadly outcomes. So then you start to look at the scientific literature, and then you start saying, wow, I didn't know that there are certain nutrients that have been tested that show specifically that they can help. For example, if you have high blood pressure, or you have an overactive thyroid, or you have lung disease like emphysema, or you have an electrolyte imbalance that is low in potassium or magnesium, or if you have sleep apnea, or heart valve disorder, or stress, who doesn't have stress, right? Or congestive heart failure, or a prior heart attack. All of those can lead to irregular heartbeats and or the palpitation. The word palpitation means a rapid movement, a trembling or quivering motion of the heart. And the Latin root for palpera is touch gently. But in real life, palpitations may not be so gentle. So what do we do? Well, of course, your cardiologist will guide you because this is a medical condition. And so what we have to do is realize that what can we do to bring this back into normal use? I'm seeing a lot of young people coming to me. I'm talking about people in their teens and 20s. Why do I have heart palpitations? Okay. What have you done differently in your life? Nothing. I mean, nothing. Do you take any drugs? Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. And then they tell you, oh, they take cocaine as an energy booster. Yeah, I hear this from people working on Wall Street, believe it or not, Michael. All right, well, you do realize that cocaine, and think of all the people who use this, even ultra-exercise enthusiasts use it. Marathoners sometimes use it. And that can lead to a 500% increased risk of atrial fibrillation, or AFib, despite being excellent physical in excellent physical condition. And while some palpitations can be monitored at home, a visit to a doctor is more pressing, especially when you wouldn't know that you have it. Blood pressure, weight, diet, exercise history, that's all important to get to the root cause. Now, what can you do? Aside from what your doctor would recommend, and they'll do an electrocardiogram to evaluate your heart, you can do simple things that are known in the scientific literature, like magnesium. Magnesium is generally deficient in the average person's diet because they're not eating enough of the whole complete foods. They're eating processed foods. And as a result, they're not getting at least 500 milligrams a day that they require. If you want a restful night's sleep, if you want to improve bowel regularity, if you want to eliminate migraines and PMS and leg cramps and lower your blood sugar, magnesium is the capstone to do that. And palpitations often respond to nutrients in combination like magnesium, 500 milligrams, coenzyme Q10, highly effective for most palpitations, and also superior in some cases to prescription medications. D-ribose, that's the letter D, then R-I-B-O-S-E. It's a powder, and it facilitates production of ATP. That's the energy that your heart cells require, and it helps that. L-carnitine, L-C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E, added to these other nutrients, facilitates the shuttling of fatty acids to fuel the ever-busy heart muscle. And I would throw in there also taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, a sulfur-based amino acid. It has allowed many people to gain control over their palpitations. Now, mind you, these are just some of the things from a more natural perspective. I'm not suggesting anyone not use what is suggested by their physician. I'm merely saying that in my clinical experience, which is substantial, plus my writing of articles and reading of the scientific literature, there's a lot of benefit from these. In fact, I've helped a lot of athletes, especially marathoners, because marathoning, I think the last study I saw was between 20 to 30% of all marathoners, if they are consistent doing some marathons, can get AFib. And they got to take their pulse, you know, and now there's that little gizmo you see advertised on television, which just works. You know, you put your fingers on it, and it tells you if you have your regular heartbeat or not. So $70 or $80 is inexpensive. And then if you do, then you can see your cardiologist. But just imagine what's within our power. Now, I just happened to have gone yesterday, Michael, to have my annual cardiovascular stress test.
Mm-hmm.
And they put you through, you know, all the exercise, and they monitor you, and you have monitors on you.
Yep.
And at the end, he said, you know, you have a very healthy heart, and your heartbeat is, you know, 50 beats per minute. Had you not told me that you're, you know, an athlete, and you've been training and racing your whole life, I would have thought that unusual, but that is not unusual to have a lower heartbeat. Now, why is that important? Because I'm suggesting most people listening right now in WBAI audience, they're, depending upon their age and how sedentary they are and the quality of their diet and genetics and stress levels, they probably have a resting heartbeat, meaning when you're not doing anything, and here's how many beats per minute, somewhere around 75 to 85. Now, when you understand anti-aging, you realize that every organ in the body has a biological clock. Now, this is the clock that ticks at the biological level compared to your chronological age. The biological age is what's important because you are your biological age, not your chronological age. So if you don't eat a healthy diet, but you eat a, you know, a tasty diet that you've developed, you know, a habit for, you could knock 20 years off the age of the heart, meaning you speed it up.
Say that again, Gary. How much?
Let's say that, how old are you, Michael?
65.
Okay, let's say you're 65 chronologically.
Yeah.
All right? But let's say you exercise, right?
Yes.
And you eat a healthy diet, correct?
I do now. Yes, I do. I've been doing it for the past year and a half, I think.
Okay. And you don't smoke now, right?
No.
And you don't drink?
No.
Okay. And you're exercising both aerobically and resistance?
I need to work on the resistance a little bit. I'm a little bit behind in that, but...
Okay. Well, just those factors alone, by not doing the bad things, you can add about 10 years onto the life of your heart. So your heart would be 55 instead of 65. Now, look at Ronald Reagan. When he was out of office and he had Alzheimer's, he still looked... okay, right?
Yeah.
He was not obese and he was out exercising.
Right.
He'd wave to people, but he had advanced Alzheimer's. And even at the time of his death, physically, his whole body didn't look its age, but his brain was prematurely aged. That's why I say every organ has its own biological clock. So your heart may be one age, your brain another age, your eyes another age, your lungs another age, your muscles another age.
Mm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
We don't all age at the same pace. And that's why some will say they look so healthy. How'd they die? Because some system in their body was defective, damaged, or prematurely aged.
Yeah.
And that's why when I work with people, even on my radio show, I try to get people a larger background, the larger picture, so that they realize that it's the... there's no single magic bullet. You have to pull it all together. And the more you pull together, the longer your biological age will be.
Mm-hmm.
So when other people are sick and in failing health at 60, you're 90 and still doing great.
Wow.
I have a friend who supports the station, has his, since the station's been open, he's 85 years of age, runs every day, and lean body, strong, takes his nutrients, pays attention to his lifestyle. And I'm going to suggest that his biological age is probably around 70.
Wow.
So there's no reason that he can't live to be 105 in good health. I mean, that you see, we take an average. So the average lifespan now is more or less around 78 years. It's come down. We've lost 2 years because of COVID and sedentary activity, meaning not having activity and not exercising, and stress, and then overeating, excuse me, nutrient deficiencies. So if there's anything that's prematurely aged, it's brought us closer to death and senescence, the end of life, it's this stupid COVID. And this COVID should not have been done the way it was. I won't get into that. But the people who began to use the time they had to get themselves into shape and take their foods and exercise indoors, outdoors, those people are not going to have the same life expectancy. They'll live longer. So it's that's just to give you an idea. And that's just on one thing, just on heart.
Just on the heart as we begin the program. Gary, we are so connected and consumed, I think, with pro-inflammatory sugars, fats. You talk about this daily on your program, animal proteins, preservatives, additives, the way we cook our food and everything. I know we're going to get into some additional parts of what we're talking about today, but I find this fascinating, particularly about the inflammation. And you talk in great detail about inflammation in food and how to stay away from it and what you need to do to maintain a healthy life.
You've raised a very important point. It's hard to see what you cannot feel and to appreciate its significance. We can't see high blood pressure. It doesn't manifest itself easily. Additionally, we can't always feel it. That's why it's called the silent killer. Triglycerides, right. Homocysteine, C-reactive protein, fibrinogen, these are also inflammatory markers. When they're elevated, you really increase your risk of a heart attack or stroke. But you can't feel them. Most of these are asymptomatic till they're at some later stage. And so what does diabetes and obesity and emphysema and cancer and heart disease and dementia and arthritis all have in common? They all have one single thing in common, inflammation. So once you have not just one, but multiple systems in the body that are inflamed, you are speeding up the disease process. You're speeding up the cell aging because you're also, that inflammation destroys the telomeres. The telomeres are the end caps of chromosomes, and by holding those chromosomes together, the chromosome lives a longer life. Hence, you live a longer life. But when you're sedentary, stressed, drink coffee, alcohol, smoke, eat meat, you're speeding up the shortening of the telomeres. Now, that's been proven time and again. When you modify your fasting, meaning you eat dinner, and then you don't eat again till the next morning, like 12 hours, you've increased your lifespan. You've turned off inflammation. When you eat foods that are fresh, clean, and raw, alkaline foods, you actually turn off inflammation in the body. There are certain key nutrients in foods, like if you want to turn off arthritis pain, help your brain, you have to have juices. I'm going to ask you to continue on for a second and maybe start the pitch.
Sure.
Because I just have someone at my door. I got
okay.
A delivery.
All right. We'll do. And in fact, we'll go to a clip from The Art of Healthy Cooking with Gary Null and Chef Boulay. It's part of this package that we're offering today. It's the Gary Null Special, but the Healing Food Cookbook, The Art of Healthy Cooking, and the Gary Null Super Pack. That's all of them together, all of the previously mentioned together. The Healing Food Cookbook, The Art of Healthy Cooking. That's for a $150 tax-deductible pledge to WBAI. If you want this beautiful, and I do mean beautiful book, one is in my home. It really is the Healing Food Cookbook. I got it wrong. The Art of Healthy Cooking, that's one. But the Healing Food Cookbook by Gary Null for a pledge of $5. The Art of Healthy Cooking, $75. The Healing Food Cookbook. The Healing Food Cookbook for a $125 pledge to WBAI. Let us hear from you now. The call center number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Let's hear a little bit of this presentation, The Art of Healthy Cooking.
Always surprised as a chef that there's still so much confusion in how we should be eating. When I was very young, food was not something considered to give us so much pleasure or health benefits. It was never something that we should be passionate about in terms of elevating it to this level of joy, intrigue, potential life benefits. It was, we had to eat. About David Boulay is he takes the time to imagine what food could be like, not just to excite our palate, but also nourish us at all levels. The imagination, the excitement.
We're too busy living in the intellectual side. Technology is driving us. We've got more and more challenges. The animal side needs to be taken care of. It needs to be nourished more. Food is a big part of it.
Wonderful and unique experiences and reconnecting with what is natural. That's what you've been, that's what I'm hearing you say all along in this conversation.
As a chef, all you need is two or three experiences and you're ignited. You want to develop your own work and assign your own level of emotion to your food. You basically have to find your own approach to food. We have to teach ourselves how to cook.
When you bring your creative energy together, your spiritual energy into it, and the intent is to have something manifest, open up, something beautiful unfold. You want people to eat your food and have the flavors unfold, and then the digestion be good, and then the cells nourished, and the DNA invigorated,
and then it lives on.
It, and that's a remarkable experience. No one will ever forget that.
My approach has always
been... And that's just a part, just a couple of minutes from the film. We're talking about the Healing Food Cookbook. I'll bring Gary right back in. The Healing Food Cookbook for a $125 pledge over WBAI, helping to support this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station. Gary Null has been a part of this station for 45 years. Let's hear from you now. 212-209-2950, $125 pledge. Gary, back to you.
Thank you, Michael. Sorry for that interruption, but I just had a delivery of 200 shrubs.
Okay.
Of all times to make the delivery. I'm a big believer in, instead of putting up fencing, put up shrubs. And that's something for everyone because, A, it acts as a windbreak in the winter. It acts as beautiful shader in the summer. It is aesthetically pretty, and you can get aromatics, so you have wonderful aromas throughout the day and into the evening when you put these shrubs around the house. And they're inexpensive. They're only about $4 each, and I can decorate a whole place. And if anyone's ever seen my photographs of the Paradise Gardens where I live in Florida, where the animal sanctuary is, where I rescue and take care of animals and find them loving homes for life, all these gardens I planted myself. It's my hobby. It's what I do to de-stress is, during the day is go out and plant something. And it also acts as a carbon sink. Plus, I have my own solar system, my own wells, and grow my food organically in my own greenhouse. Or just being more self-sufficient. And also, it always tastes best. Have you ever grown any vegetables yourself, Michael, like tomatoes or... peppers?
Some time ago. It's been some time since I've had my hands in the earth. A long time ago, actually.
Well, we should get our hands in the earth. And by the way, you don't have to go out and actually get in the earth because a lot of people don't have a house to have a backyard to get that.
Right.
But you can grow things right in your own kitchen.
That's true.
Like broccoli and sprouts and microgreens. Right on your kitchen counter, you can do that. And I'm a big believer in doing as much growing as things as you can for yourself. And And also, the more things you grow that are plant-based, the more you can help the body's natural endocannabinoid receptors and the chemicals in your brain to heal. It's also a great anti-inflammatory. And broccoli also has sulfur in it, and particular sulfurs like indole-3-carbinol and isothiocyanates, which can help you prevent cancer, and it stimulates the immune system. If you want to take one food and call it the superfood of this meal, put in some broccoli sprouts that you can grow for pennies. You can grow a whole bowl, a giant bowl, with other sprouts, sunflower sprouts, radish, daikon, mustard, onion, making a really tasty, spicy, not hot, but spicy salad, and of microgreens, just that in it alone. Anyhow, it's good for diabetes, good for cleansing the body, and good if you want to get rid of uric acid spilled up because of maybe consuming some meat. So just something to consider. In any case, the Healing Foods Cookbook was designed with the idea that what can I do that's different than my other cookbooks? Like the Curing the Incurable cookbook's been very popular. But I wanted something different. I wanted people not only to be able to see how tasty and what enormous variety plant-based foods have, gluten-free foods, desserts, entrees, appetizers, soups, salads, side dishes. And so for those who like very spicy food, I made a dish, spicy spinach and avocado soup. Now, most people don't know how to make an avocado soup, and this is easy. I show you photographs of it. Or portobello tofu rice soup. Again, a good way to get your mushrooms in, which is one of nature's finest healing foods. So I took the different dishes, like oriental golden rice with tofu, and this is a spicy tofu where I put a Cajun seasoning on it. And it doesn't look like anything you've ever eaten. It's beautiful to look at. If you look at the pages, Michael, I'm on page 151, and then go to page 154 and look at the mushroom and pea bourgogne. That's a gorgeous dish. It's a gourmet dish. All of these dishes the average person can make, because before I published this cookbook, I asked members of this radio audience to volunteer. I would give them two recipes, and they had to judge it at a 10 to be acceptable in taste, mouthfeel, looks, aesthetic presentation, aftertaste, etc. And we must have had, I'm guessing, around 700-800 people try them. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't get a 10, it didn't get into the book.
Okay.
And these were all made by regular, average people. Mm. Now, then I decided to do something I've never done before. And I'm not aware of any other cookbook that's done this. I have a whole section of the book, a big section, called Introduction to Protocols, because people hear me talk all the time about people coming on the air. You've heard them also over the years.
Sure.
Hundreds of people saying, yeah, I had, you know, this disease, that disease. I took your protocol. Today I'm improved or completely reversed that condition. Mm-hmm. So I decided, okay, I'm going to give people what they need to know in order to get started, whether it's immune health or how to better absorb foods or dealing with allergies. That's a big one. A lot of people suffer from allergies, or cancer. Yep. And also having a healthier brain, being able to think better, keep your memory, cardiovascular disease. And so what I did, I went about putting together all these protocols. And these protocols are dairy-free, corn-free, wheat-free, soy-free, and eggs-free. So it takes into account what you got to have. And the very first one in here is brain health. And I describe what you need to know. This is a beginning. This is not the end. This is where you start your journey. And when we start a journey, we need certain tools and support. So I explain about how eat small amounts of nuts and nut butters. Now, the best nut butters to eat would be pistachio, walnut. That's very important. And also good up there is almond butters. and also sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, sesame seeds, or their butters, meaning they just pulverize them. Eat organic soybeans, tempeh, and tofu also. Eat the whole grains, quinoa, amaranth, spelt, teft. Include lots of beans also in here, whole variety. There are over 120 different variety of beans, from black-eyed peas, navy beans, adzuki beans, lentils, split peas, lima beans, and turtle beans, just as an example. But people say, but I like my yogurt. I like my cheeses. Okay, not a problem. You can have yogurt, cheese. You can have butter, ice cream, cream sauces, but make them non-dairy. We can use all forms of almonds and oats and cashews to make a cashew milk. And these are delicious tasting, and those you can have. You won't be eating any animal, meat, fish, or shellfish, no caffeine or alcohol in this particular protocol, and I explain why. And then I go through the beta-carotene, zinc, buffered vitamin C, quercetin, GLA, gamma linoleic acid, vitamin E, selenium, vitamin B6, B12, black cumin seed oil, bromelain, butterbore herb, stinging nettle herb, reishi mushroom, and then echinacea, astragalus, licorice root, panax, Siberian ginseng, and garlic. Now, those are some of the protocol for brain health. But it goes on in greater depth in here. And to the heavyweights like N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, acetyl-L-carnitine, and then I explain why this is important. But it goes on from there. You know, the trimethylglycine, choline, carnosine, dehydro, DHEA, and omega-3 fatty acids. So it's very comprehensive. Then I got a really big cancer protocol, and it's about five pages long. Menopause, got a protocol for that, getting rid of all the symptoms. Obesity and weight management protocol. Pain protocol. A lot of people have pain. That's a biggie. Fatigue protocol. Because one of the things that COVID does, it can knock your immune system out and you end up being fatigued. So what I put in this is I put all of the different foods that are considered the dirty dozen. Mm-hmm. If these are not organic, don't buy them. So I list all the things that you really, these are heavily sprayed. So don't buy them if they're not organic. And then I put some of the things that would surprise people about the foods that you might buy organic, but they don't need to be organic because they're already protected, like avocados, mm-hmm. as an example, and your nuts, walnuts, almonds, your shelled nuts. But then I have the clean 15. These are the best of the best. Mm-hmm. Asparagus, avocados, papaya, cauliflower, kiwi, grapefruit, sweet potatoes, mango, onions, pineapple, sweet corn, cabbage, sweet peas, eggplant, and cantaloupe. Then the alkaline foods, because a lot of people don't understand what it is to be acidic.
Yes, please tell us, Gary.
When you eat something that is an acid food, like meat, mm-hmm. in any form, frequently there's a byproduct, and they almost look like tiny little shards of glass, if you looked under a microscope. This is lactic acid, and these build up in your joints, and hence the purines contribute to the meat, contributes to the swollen toes, the swollen ankles, the pain that won't go away. So to counter that, you need to go on an alkalizing, cleansing diet. So I put it in here in great detail what your alkalinity level should be, 7.2 to 7.4. And eating the alkaline foods keeps the blood pH in its ideal range, which supports prevention and treatment of cancer and a lot of other conditions. And so what are the alkalizing foods, especially for pain, that you should have as a part of your overall protocol? All of the berries. I'm talking about goji berries. I'm talking about the blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. Any of the blackberries, black currants, have all those. Apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, currants, dates, figs, grapefruit, grapes, kiwis, lemons, limes, mangoes, melons, all the melons, nectarines, olives. We don't need enough olives. We should. Oranges, papayas, peaches, pears, persimmons, pineapple, raisins. So those
are... It's a tremendous variety. There's no way you can become bored with all of the variety that you just outlined.
No, and then I even have a chapter in here on superfoods, meaning the foods are in a real description, in-depth description about garlic, carrots, broccoli, why you should have these superfoods in the diet. There's page after page after page describing them. And by the way, all the footnotes from the peer-reviewed scientific literature supporting it. So you have all that, and then you have a description of each of the supplements that help you live a longer and healthier life. For example, if you go to page 356 under supplements you should have, you'll see glutathione peroxidase. And glutathione is found in every cell of your body where it plays a role in defending our systems. Studies show that low levels of glutathione increase the risk of cancer and chronic fatigue syndrome. To stimulate glutathione production, L-glutathione and N-acetylcysteine, that's an NAC is a precursor of glutathione, should be taken. Most people don't know that, hence they don't take it. These are non-expensive, they're non-toxic, and I have all the different super supplements. So this Healing's Food Cookbook, the vegan recipes to heal and prevent diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, and more. I'm not saying cure. I'm saying the healing process. We're engaged in a healing rather than a diseasing process. When you go to eat healthy, clean, plant-based foods, and then you're eating a healing diet. When you're eating meats and no fibers, low fiber, and overcooked, oversaturated fats, that's a diseasing diet. And it ultimately ends up accumulating to your benefit or against you. I also put in something right on the page where the recipe is. I put in testimonials. On the page where I talk about spicy arugula endive salad, here's what I have. Quote, this is from Pat. I was hospitalized 3 times for congestive heart disease. I was on oxygen 24 hours a day for emphysema. I weighed 225 pounds. I had arthritis, diabetes, sciatica, glaucoma, and I used steroids. I came to Gary's support group meetings in a wheelchair with an oxygen hood. Today, I call myself a walking miracle. I follow the protocol, walk daily, no longer use steroids, and even travel to New York City. It took a while to clean up my system, but vegan organic living was the answer. My neighbors are happy to see me as I leave for my daily stroll. Detoxification works. And then I remembered Pat, and by the way, these are throughout the book. I remember Pat because when I was doing that lecture in Los Angeles, the room was packed. There were, I'm guessing, close to 1,000 people there. It was a big, big place they had rented. And I flew out there, again, as a public service. I didn't charge anyone anything. And in the front row was a woman in a double-wide wheelchair. It was huge. And she had this whole, plastic tent thing over her head. And the oxygen was making so much noise that the people around her were having trouble talking or hearing what I was talking about. So I asked her if we could put her a little over to my side so she could hear what I was saying. She was right beside me, facing the audience. But it didn't interfere with the audience hearing me because I was talking, my voice was going out to the audience. She should find. And afterwards, this gentleman named Tom, who was her friend and who brought her there, I sat with her for about an hour. And I asked her, why did you come? She says, well, because if I didn't come, I would die because I'm that miserable in my health. I'm in pain 24/7. I can't walk. I can't function. I have to have assistance with everything. I've smoked 3-pack cigarettes a day since I was a teenager. I'm guessing she was about 65 at the time. And I don't want to live. And Tom, who helps me, is my dear friend, he said, why don't you come listen to this guy, see if anything he says makes sense. So I asked her, if I gave a protocol to Tom, would she follow it? And she said she would. And she did. And Tom called me 7 months later and said, I'm going to send you some photographs. Here's what she looks like today. Mm-hmm. By the way, she had lost over 80 pounds. She was off. Her doctors took her off all her medications. She's on 17 medications. She took her off all those. She walked. Tom said that morning she'd walked up a steep hill and without any windedness, and she no longer has the diagnosis of emphysema. So she then, I filmed her. And in fact, when I went out to raise money for PBS in Los Angeles, she was in the audience. So I brought her, this was off script. I can assure you, the anals at PBS did not like this. And they're all anals. So I see her in the audience, and she's smiling with Tom. Totally different human being. Mm-hmm. So I invite her up on camera, which kind of threw the person who was... And they all look like, you know, the Home Shopping Network and those people saying all that stuff, right?
Okay.
They are used to a script and teleprompter.
Very rigid, yes.
And but she gave her story. Mm. Suddenly all the phones lit. So I said, okay, it was off script, but you just raised some money because people said if she did it, I can do it. And that's the whole idea.
Yeah, sure.
If one person can change something, it shows it's possible. And then it depends upon what other people do to do it for themselves.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what Gary is talking about. You're listening to Gary Null right now on WBAI, this commercial-free, listener-supported radio station. Gary Null is talking about his cookbook, The Healing Food Cookbook. It's a $125 pledge to WBAI supporting this station that Gary has generously been a part of for all of these years, 45 years, $125. Now, he's going to talk in a moment about the art of healthy cooking. I'm looking at the presentation, The Art of Healthy Cooking with David Boulay. I'm kind of transfixed between listening to you, Gary, and looking at these images here, the people that you're interacting with, the fruits, the vegetables, talking about restaurants, all of this. This is coming in, The Art of Healthy Cooking, a $75 pledge. If you want them both, we'll send them to you as a thank you gift. This is what this is. It's a thank you gift to you for supporting WBAI right now. $150. That's the Gary Null Cooking Super Pack. Call our pledge line. Folks are standing by ready to take your call now at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And you know something? This is what I believe. This is how I believe. More important than this premium that I'm talking about that we are offering today is the information. You heard over the past 25 minutes, Gary is talking about everything from blood pressure, magnesium, 500 milligrams, bowel irregularity, coenzyme Q10, D-ribose, L-carnitine, resting heartbeats, and biological and chronological ages, broccoli and the sprouts, all of this, pistachios, walnuts, almonds, the clean 15. Never mind the dirty dozen bad foods. We'll talk about that later, but the clean 15 and alkaline and acidic foods, so much. The information, that is what's key, and that's what we're offering overall today, the information without interruption, without commercial interruption, the Gary Null Healing Food Cookbook, $125. Please make your calls now at 212-209-2950. We only have about another 10 minutes to go. Gary?
Thank you, Michael G. So let's put this in perspective. We know we should be eating better than what we do. Okay, that's a given. We know that we are addicted to our comfort foods. That's from early on in life. But we also know there's a consequence that we're going to pay sooner rather than later. In which case, then, we could have avoided a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of disease, a lot of costs, a lot of angst. But we can start over. I'm a big believer in repurposing our intentions, our career, our lives. It's my responsibility to help be a facilitator, a support system, to guide people in making those steps. And over the years, over the decades, 55 years I've been in this field, I've seen what people will do and what they won't do. If it's too difficult, they won't do it. So you have to do it in a way that is appealing to them, where people say, oh, I could do that. That's not a disruptive thing to do. And that's why the Healing Foods Cookbook, like the Curing the Incurable Cookbook, is so important for us, because it's easy to do. You don't have to be a chef. I've already told you how I had lay people from the audience who are not chefs prepare these dishes. And these are dishes that help the body build up its immune system, cleanse, detoxify, and rejuvenate. And the healing nutrients within them help our body to fight the good fight against viruses, bacteria, parasites, infections, etc. In fact, just look at how bad hospital food was. In 1 year, 50,000 Americans died of malnutrition. Malnutrition they died from hospitals. I did the article. I'm a registered dietitian also, and I can tell you, having gone through dietetic school back in the 1970s and then having to intern and do my hours, 900 hours of working in that institutional setting, my Mr. Fogg Hospital, that you see people just giving the worst foods that the doctors said, well, give them this and give them that, and the dietitian has to prepare them. And you see the person getting worse. And I'm saying, isn't anybody paying attention? They're getting worse. Mm. Well, but follow the protocol. And yet that doctor had no knowledge of clinical nutrition, nutritional biochemistry, or inorganic chemistry, had no knowledge of this. It's mind-numbing. So I decided that I would create a diet that would help a person, no matter what their condition, get better. And all the science, when I say all the science, we're talking about thousands upon hundreds of thousands of studies, whether it's vitamin D and vitamin C and vitamin E, and its relationship to different conditions, or the Mediterranean diet, the doctors and nurses diet, that was still going on with over 100,000 nurses and doctors participating for the last 40 years, it shows you that it works. I mean, all the science is on our side, all of it. As a scientist, as the senior research fellow at the Institute of Applied Biology and the head of the anti-aging department for 33 years, doing over 50 clinical studies with tens of thousands of persons, publishing in peer-reviewed literature, presenting my information at scientific conferences around the world, I can tell you that the science supports that if you eat a healthy diet, if you exercise, if you de-stress appropriately, whether it's through prayer, listening to music, gardening, meditation, yoga, if you do that, you will live a longer life. You find no study saying, eat bacon and prevent cancer.
No.
You know, smoke 4 packs of cigarettes a day and help your lungs. Drink 80% alcohol through scotch or bourbon and help your liver. There's no studies. All right? So if we have all the science, all the common knowledge, all of the historical familial knowledge, why aren't we applying it? Why are only 7% of the entire American population doing things that are truly healthy? That's our conditioning. So I want to show you someone who was a regular chef, great chef, had worked at some of the great French restaurants, and who started his own, and then he became the highest Michelin rated, at least up to that point. I don't know if there's anyone who's exceeded him, chef in America. In effect, he is America's greatest chef. He eschewed television. He didn't want to be on the Food Network or these other things. He wanted to spend his time showing how foods heal. Now, he had come and I've counseled with him, I've talked with him for years before he made this change. Then he made the change. And I'll never forget this, Michael. He asked me one day, and this goes back about 7 years ago. He said, Gary, could you come down to do a workshop discussion down at my test kitchen? Sure. We had his Boulez on one corner, it's no longer there, and across the street he had this loft on the ground floor, but it was all open, really beautiful, and there were about 40 people there. They were sitting at these, like a long dining table, and I did not know what he had prepared, but this was really neat. He mic'd me up, and I said, I don't need a mic. There's a small group here, 40 people. They can all hear me. He said, no, just wear the mic. Wear the mic. Okay, so I wore the mic, and he asked me to stay in this one location because he had a light on it. And while I was talking, behind me were photographs. I'm talking about like 10-foot by 10-foot photographs being shown up on the wall of the dishes that I had made. And he said, these are Gary's own gourmet original dishes, because Gary's a gourmet master chef. He's owned the most successful, started the first vegan gourmet restaurant in American history, the Fertile Earth, 1970, up on 108th and Broadway. And he's had Gary's Place, etc. And he's written like 12 cookbooks. And he uses foods to heal. That's what I'm doing now. He says, look at around the walls. And around the walls were all these little cups, metal cups going down the wall, and they were hydroponic. He was growing all these herbs. These are the herbs he uses in his dish in the kitchen. Yeah. And so the lecture went on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, answering questions. Very nice group. And I just assumed these were his, you know, his friends, people. So the next day he calls me, he says, well, that went over very well. We'll do another one. I said, fine. And I said, how did the people like it? He says, well, you're talking about the 40 inside of the 1,000,006 that we're watching on the internet. Mm-hmm. I said, 1,000,006? Yeah, 1,000,006. He said, this is the largest group of people we've ever had come to one of these events. That shows you, it wasn't about me. Yeah. It shows you people are really wanting healthier, but cleaner, allergy-free, vegan, gourmet presented. One of those, wow, look at that dish. That looks great. And that's what people want today. So the second part of the premium, aside from this Healing Foods cookbook with all the superfoods and the ultimate alkalizing foods and the clean foods and all the supplements and the protocols for heart disease and cancer and the brain and arthritis and pain and fatigue, etc., and obesity and diabetes, they're all in there. Mm. That's an original. That's a first. And again, I'm not suggesting this is a cure-all. I'm suggesting this is the first step in going on the road to recovery. All right, you have to have tools to start your journey. So I provided you with all the tools to start your journey. But then I thought, if you've ever seen a master chef in the marketplace on a Saturday morning, how they select the food, then take it back and how they prepare it, those raw ingredients that they were sampling at the stall where the herbs were being sold versus the dish that comes out on a person's plate. Let's show that and let's tell David's story. So I filmed him over a period of weeks, including at the farmer's market. I didn't know. He didn't tell me. A vendor told me. A woman had all these purple fingerling potatoes. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking, she says, you know, David brought the fingerling purple potatoes from South America to the United States. And I said, I didn't know that. He didn't never mention that. In any case, so I watched him go around the market. How does he select a tomato? Mm-hmm. Seems simple, right? You go over, you look at the tomato. You know? And I think for about 30 years, a lot of us got, you know, we're bored with eating tomatoes because they always tasted like, you know, cardboard box material. They were genetically engineered so that they could take a beating and still have some nutrient value. But they didn't taste like they did when I was a kid. I bet a lot of people in the audience remember when food tasted differently, when it was waited till you ripened on the vine instead of being picked prematurely.
And it was special. And Gary, you know, we're gonna have to let you go because you have your show at the top
of
the...
I got mine coming up. But let me just finally say this.
Sure.
This package... This award-winning documentary, The Art of Healthy cooking with David Boulay. He is so down to earth. He is so unassuming in his personality. He puts the information and knowledge before himself. And I always appreciate when people do that. It's a wonderful film. And then we came up with classical music to play in the background to complement all that he was doing. And we showed video of him from around the world. And he, one last thing, and he said, his most humbling experience in all of cooking, the greatest lesson he ever learned, is when the owner of one of France's most famous restaurants took the entire cooking crew out to the country, about an hour and a half drive from Paris, and they went to this small community, and off up in the back road, there was an old house, and an old, old house, and they all went in, and they all sat around a table, and this, in effect, this common person, not a chef, made them a meal and served it to them. Never had a cooking class or lesson. And he said, the people wept. Wow. Why? Because the person used the earth herbs and the mushrooms and things that he had planted and harvested using natural seasonings and spices. It wasn't gourmet served. It was delicious, but it reminded them of how far they've gotten away from what food is supposed to be. It's supposed to be natural and healing, and that changed his life.
We're going to have to let you go, Gary, but thank you so much for spending this time with us and giving us all this fantastic information and information and letting us in on the Healing Food Cookbook. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, and support the station because it deserves it.
This is WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. So many takeaways in the past hour. So many. We can start over. You can start over. I started over. I'm trying. I really am trying. I really am trying. You can do the same as well. Go on the road to recovery. Start your road to recovery, and we're offering today the Healing Food Cookbook, Gary Knowles' Healing Food Cookbook, a $125 pledge to WBAI. Make your calls right now. Folks are standing by waiting for your call, waiting for your call in southern New Jersey, waiting for your call in upstate New York, in Connecticut, parts of Pennsylvania. Our terrestrial signal reaches outside of these three and a half, four states, partially reaching. There is WBAI.org. Make your calls now, 212-209-2950. You'll be asking for Gary Knowles' The Healing Food Cookbook, $125, or The Art of Healthy Cooking. Let's give you just a little bit, just a taste, a small little flick of your tongue to The Art of Healthy Cooking.
Because he comes here each day to make his selections for his restaurants. David.
Run him over to the truck.
Yeah, just throw him in the back of the truck.
Okay.
Good to see you. Tell us your name.
Franca Tantillo.
You've been here a long time, haven't you?
You're one of the
founders of this market, aren't you?
Well, I'm the in between, one generation before me, and then we were the ones that came in with specialty items to kind of...
Now, you just mentioned what makes your strawberry so special.
It's the mineral that matters. The higher the mineral, the higher the sugar content in all of our fruits and vegetables, and that's why we're eating, folks, to put minerals in our body.
We're going to have David Boulay, America's great chef here, who's going to show us. He comes here almost all the time, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a staple here.
One thing that we should understand is that this potato, which is called fingling, we put it on the market.
Before you knew it, we got our first write-up in the New York.
The Healing Food Cookbook, Gary Knowles' Healing Food Cookbook. For $125 pledge, make your calls now, 212-209-2950. You'll be asking for Gary Knowles' The Healing Food Cookbook, $125, or The Art of Healthy Cooking.
Hey, truck drivers. Here's a safety tip to know before you go. Give bikes 3 feet when passing. Don't pass if you can't. Help us keep New York City streets safer for everyone this holiday season. Visit nyc.gov/trucksmart.
Holidays bring us all.